now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
It's Friday, Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Tom and Jay, that show y'all did about me and Chris Paul was funny as hell. Undone. Yep, it was almost funny as the show I saw about Tom's complexion, Unsung. And the show made by black women who slept with Jay, Unhung. Oh, now the shiggity is unfun, isn't it? Tom and Jay are contenders unwon. Contenders two, my bootlegger for trying to sell me a copy of the movie Addicted, he spelled with a K. Contender number three, Washington quarterback for now, Kirk Cousins. Our football team record is 1-5, which is around the same amount of interceptions Kirk Cousins throws per game, between 1-5. And usually happens in the fourth. Hell, wide receiver DeSean Jackson better off throwing it to himself, y'all. It's so bad here, the pizza place give away free toppings for every interception he throws. Now all they have is cheese pizza, Silver. They don't even have no more time. He's a waste of time, Jay, I tell you. He's like Oscar Pistorius getting a pedicure. It's a waste of time. Contender number four, clipboard guy.
Clipboard guy.
Oh, yep, the man is seen all over the media, Sybil, holding a mofo clipboard while helping others in a hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah.
Transport the nurse with Ebola on a plane. Yep, clipboard guy was the only one without a hazmat. Where they do that at? Let me get this straight. Everybody around you are wearing hazmat suits, and all you rocking are some damn doctors and a motherfucking clipboard? Do you know something we don't know? Because I'm going to the mall today and get me a pair of doctors and an Ebola fighting clipboard, y'all. And speaking of mall, contender number five, Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall.
Yeah.
Who knew Randall was a cowboy and a stealer?
Come on, David. Come on.
I can't get a drum roll. All right, a rim shot or something, brother. This mofo went to the mall and stole some cologne and drawers, y'all. WTDTA.
What?
Where they do that at? Joseph Randall make money, so why in the Beyonce bangs would he try to get away with stealing some cologne and drawers, y'all? And on Columbus Day, I'm sure the shiggity was on set. He'd have been better off stealing them from the airport. At least there he could have got them duty-free. Wait for it. Dr. Nancy Seidman, you are the Bama of the week.
Week.
How the hell are you the chief medical correspondent at NBC who worked with the cameraman at Cordy Bowling in Liberia and you violate the 21-day quarantine? No, Dr. Steinman said, hell with quarantine. I'm going to get out and get me some takeout. Then gave a Roger Goodell excuse. I'm healthy. I ain't got no worries. Meanwhile, she's getting mofos fired. The restaurant she went to is losing business. Doctor, you need to Snyderman up because you effed up and my time is up. You are the Bama of the week.